What is Mike Michelini? That's me, up to May 15th to 21st, 2022. And I'm reading a book, I think it's like the fourth time, by John Maxwell, Developing the Leaders Around You. Shout out to Jeanette. And the concept I'm reading at this exact moment in my morning reading is, you know, a lot of times executives or, you know, business people are paid a lot of money, and they're not maybe their salary or their compensation or whatever, their reward. And he says in the book, it's not about the 95% of what they do on the day-to-day operations. Those are like the easy things. But that reason they're paid all that or compensated or rewarded is for that 5% where there's really hard decisions to be made. And I think we are at that point right now in the, I mean, it's been like hard for the last couple of years, but for at least what we're doing right now. So we're going to get through this. I'm trusting my gut. We have an amazing team that's alongside. I think, of course, when it really boils down to, it's about the team, the people around you that stick with you no matter what. So just a few points as always in my 2-minute weekly mikesblog.com/now page post. It is adjusting for this crypto bear market. I think the Luna collapse last week was a nail in a coffin. I mean, some would say it already was in a bear mode, but the thing now, I feel like it's going to be like this at least a couple of years. And, you know, that's where I think people like us shine, the builders, the real people, and we're going to be building, but we got to be, I think, ready for a couple of years like this. And then defining which project we want to do. We've taken some client work. It's putting some stress on us. You know, I didn't know that, but we have to kind of reflect because there's discussions happening on both sides. Next point, focusing for me, I shouldn't be doing, I have to be developing the team, developing the culture, developing the vision, the morale, the momentum. I'm reading that in a book too. And some of our projects are trying to pull me to actually be doing more, whether it's clients or portfolio companies, but I realize this is not what I should be doing. So I have to adjust and make sure others know that. And my last point is, you know, where to live. You know, the Shenzhen apartment we had rented was always meant to be temporary, but, you know, it's not at the 1-year mark, but it's getting close and we got to make some moves. I was thinking about Thailand, but it's getting complicated. That's all I'll say for now. Maybe I'll update in a blog soon. Anyway, and then also if you want to read, I always put the Shadstone or the company underneath in longer form text. Take care. This is a longer one, 3 minutes. Hope you liked it. If you listened to it, take care.